Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel-good radio.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I am your host, Atik Amadbhati.
And I'm Nyla Cheema. Welcome, everyone.
Well, I do hope you've had a very pleasant week. Do you know what? I was thinking that I actually now need 48 hours in a 24-hour day because it's just absolutely bonkers, ladies and gentlemen. There's just so much to do. But hey, if you're listening to this show, it's being recorded during the summer months. So hey, things are not that bad. We have had a bit of a heat wave, a bit nippy here and there as well, but that's the weather in the UK. Anyway, moving forward. I am absolutely delighted to welcome myself and Nyla, to welcome Nicole Barton to today's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. She is a homeopath for 10 years. Woohoo! And that's a decade, by the way. And she's also known as Medicina Alchemilla, Apothecary of Ancient Healing Truth. And do you know what? I'm so pleased with myself because I actually just said that without any mistakes whatsoever. If only you knew what happened before we pressed record. Anyway, moving on. Now, Nicole is a very deeply sensitive, soul-led healer, very creative indeed, and she is a guide who has built her dream magical healing business by learning to embody and express her natural truth. Her journey has been one of returning to her true self, reclaiming the parts of her that were once hidden or suppressed, and turning them into sources of power, wisdom, and healing. And I must add here, empowerment, which is one of my favorite words. But hey, without further ado, let's welcome Nicole Barton to the Homeopathy Health Show with open arms from myself and Nyla.
Oh, thank you so much. What an introduction. I love that.
I could have done a movie trailer, couldn't I?
You could, yeah.
Welcome, Nicole. I'm so excited for this episode. I loved what you have written in your post about we are here to remember our souls and their magic. Mm. It's like, it's amazing. Souls. What are our souls? Mm. What you speak what we need to hear, what we need to listen before going anywhere else. Can you just talk about the soul and its magic?
Oh, I love that question. I love where that went. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, and I think this ties into a lot of the work that I do. I believe that our soul kind of comes into this life with a particular purpose, particularly if we're witches. And I don't know if you introduced me as a witch, actually, but yeah, so I would class myself as a witch. And my journey has been very much of one kind of journeying from being a secret witch in my early days of being a homeopath, when I was a bit scared to like admit like, oh yeah, I'm a homeopath and I do witchy things, and up to now where I fully own that I'm a witch. But I believe that we all come into this lifetime with a purpose, and our soul kind of chooses that. And I guess one of the things that stands out as you asked me that question is that we often look at our wounds as something that is like awful and traumatic, and yes it is, and like there's a real honouring of that, so we want to be very mindful, but ultimately our soul also chose those wounds. And I believe that because the way that I have journeyed with with my own wounds is by healing and alchemizing them until they become gifts, gifts that we can also pass on to others. And so for homeopaths particularly, for anyone really, but homeopaths particularly, I'm very passionate about helping them reclaim their wounds that their soul has kind of chosen into in this lifetime, and being able to heal and alchemize that so they can pass those gifts on to others. I'm going to pause there. See if anything. I don't know if I
Wow.
answered your question, but that's what came.
Wow, that was powerful, like reclaim their wings and heal and alchemize. I know the secret of homeopathy is sometimes seen as making magic potions or something, but it's hard back science. But if we just go back to nature and just try to connect with ourselves, our soul, it is just getting those wings back. They're flying like a butterfly, flying like that free bird who just goes where it wants.
I love that. The other thing that occurs to me there is that what I've seen is that homeopathy kind of helps us to reclaim what I call the lost parts of our soul. The parts where maybe if you think of us like an onion and we've started right at the core with being like our constitutional kind of, for me, I'm phosphorus as constitution. So I was really bubbly and like, big eyes and like, ooh, this, the world's amazing. But that kind of then got layered over by all these different wounds. And so almost like those wounds become the parts that we reclaim as we journey with homeopathy until we're able to just fully express who we were born to be, if that makes sense.
That's it's very beautiful what you've said. And you're talking about the human soul, and we're talking about spirit, and you know very well, Nicole, certainly Nyla and I, so you know, when we talk about mind, body and spirit. But with homeopathy, I've always found that it's actually the other way around. It's soul, mind and body. It's the soul first. It's the inception point. It's the starting point. It's how we were created. It's how we know who we supposedly are supposed to be. It's that leading guide, right? That leading light, that energy of light, isn't it? It's pure embodiment of light, and it's so important to sort of recognize that, and how homeopathy today is medicine, as has always been medicine for the soul. It's soul medicine, right? That's what it is. And it's
I love
those
that.
beautiful chords from a harp, right? With the different energy vibrations, okay, and those are harmonics that come into life, right? And they affect your soul, and then your soul responds, and then it respects the remedy and accepts the remedy, and then things move forward. But from that, I do have a question for you, and I don't usually have many, but there's always one. The human spirit, right? Let's call it the human soul, but let's say human spirit. We're so strong, aren't we? And yet, on the other side, we're so delicate. The gentle. So, example, analogy, strongest man on earth, strongest woman on earth, okay? But if you twist your foot, you're incapacitated, right? And it hurts. So, from one extreme to the other, it's almost like we talk about polarities in homeopathy, don't we? And we talk about the seesaw, and it's just one or the other. And yet, we all have this, and we face this myriad of junctions in our life, don't we? These crossroads at every turning. Every morning we wake up and there's decisions to be made. Even sleep has become a decision, right? We have to think, oh, it's time to sleep. We may not follow through because it may take a few hours, right? I've been just thinking how life is, because there's so many things bombarding us. And it's so important, isn't it, to find that balance and to find ourselves and to know who we are and to accept who we are. And even if we've made the wrong decisions or the right decisions or whatever it is, to be able to work with that, right? To be able to work with that, for want of a better word, that spinning ball, and look at everything and think, what's the way forward? What am I going to do? What are we going to do? How to move forward?
Yeah, I love that. Was there a question in that? Sorry, I missed
No, that was
it.
what you call, ladies and gentlemen, an absolute blooper. I just said all of that, and Nicole just turned around and said, "Was there a question?" No, there wasn't. Hey,
But
you know
I
what
have
the
a
show is,
question.
But my
I have a
question,
question. I
I
have
do
a
have a
question
question
now.
for you.
I'm going with
The question,
the
Nicole, I love your honesty. Thank you so very
question
much. I feel like a bit of a muppet, but I will follow through with the question. The question was, it's so hard, isn't it, sometimes to find that balance, right? But the balance is actually there because you write about it, you talk about it in your own podcast as well. And it's just a matter of empowering yourself, isn't it? It's what we started the conversation with.
I love that. I love that question. Because what occurs to me, and this is something actually, Marcus Fernandez was recently on my podcast, and he was talking about how remedies give us the chance to decide again. And I think that really speaks to what we're, that's something that always stood out to me because I trained with him, and even years and years ago, I remember that being one of the first things that he said to me. And just that kind of, it's almost like what occurs to me is we're almost like walking around in life kind of from an unconscious place. And what I've seen of the remedies in my own journey, and particularly around for claiming my witch, particularly if we put it into the context of the secret witch who hides her magic, is that we're kind of like operating from this level where we're not fully seeing the truth. And remedies almost like activate something within us that helps us to become more conscious of our patterns. And I think it's that kind of self-illumination process with the remedies that helps us to become more conscious and become able to make those powerful choices. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? You said self-illumination. I love that word because it is what it is. We are actually all, as I talk to you at this moment, I see an admiral butterfly. I mean, it's not literally here in front of me, but you can picture things and how we are as flying around places to places, right? And the majestic beauty, isn't it, of that, yet so strong to be able to fly and yet so gentle. Yeah, just a slight rub off the wings can damage them, right? It's amazing, isn't it? And that's what we are as humans. And I'm going to pass over to Nyla in a minute, but that's who we are, right? We are so strong. Yeah, we can portray as we are strong, and yet we're so weak because things affect us, and they should affect us because it's part of life. It is what it is, right? We have to progress. Anyway, I digress. Gone off a tangent. You know how it is. Back to Nyla.
I was just thinking when I was thinking of something else, but back to your butterfly. And there's a connection between butterflies, firefly, and phosphorus as well. It is that
I
kind of
see that.
energy that moves around these. I always think about phosphorus. If phosphorus was alive, it would be a firefly, burning,
Yeah, absolutely.
flying, lighting those dark nights. I used to love fireflies. I once caught a firefly, and I wanted to see how it looks like in the morning, and there was no light there. And I was disappointed. I thought there would be more light in the morning. And then I used to think, it was when I was 5 years, where does the light go? Where do they go when it's the morning? How do they look like? And I captured it. It looked just like a normal fly, but at night, they're just tiny illuminating.
It's funny. I
Yeah,
was thinking when
beautiful.
you said about phosphorus there's a very kind of beautiful link there with the.
Nice. Nice link to explore, actually. But you mentioned Secret Witch and the witch who is now out there, wings all open and flying. And then I read something on your Instagram profile. There is a difference between choosing from fear and choosing from soul.
Love
And
that.
you said, I was afraid, I was broken. Can you give us a small tour of the journey of
Yes.
this? That would be really, really beautiful for
I
our
love that. I
listeners.
love that also because for me, phosphorus is the witch. So it's like perfect, again, perfectly mapped. Like if you're thinking of a remedy that's the witch, phosphorus is a pretty close match for that. There can be other remedies as well that are witchy, but there's like such that kind of, you think of the witch being burned at the stake. There's a lot of phosphorus energy in that. And I guess so you're inviting me to share a bit of my own personal journey with that. I guess one of the early experiences that I had right at the age of 10 was that I developed chronic fatigue. So this was really my first experience with homeopathy. So I burned out, which is quite unusual at the age of 10.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And obviously,
who is that word?
What's
burned
that,
out.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Word burned out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so most of the doctors just kind of didn't know what to do with me. So I actually ended up missing a whole year of school, and my mum took me to all the different holistic healers. And really, the main thing that helped me was homeopathy, and phosphorus, and many other remedies were like obviously kind of crucial in that process. And I look back now and I see really that that was really my first initiation with what I now call the witch or phosphorus, because that was that kind of first period of time where I'd got this wound, and homeopathy had helped kind of peel back those layers and help me heal. And I see it as me healing rather than me being healed. But essentially, that I didn't realize it at the time, but that was me having that first initiation into the witch. And then I kind of forgot about homeopathy for a while, you know, because I was only young and that wasn't maintained by my family. And I got to the age of about 23, I think it was, and I burned out again. And then during I was, you know, corporate life, and burned out and lost my job. And at that time, again, I went back to homeopathy and said, oh, you know, if it heals me again, I'm going to train in it and devote my life to it, not really realizing that that was a magical incantation. It was like, okay, this is going to change your life forever. And so again, it was like another initiation with the witch, but again, didn't really realize that at the time. But when I trained as a witch in homeopathy, as I'll call it a witch, but that can be quite triggering for some people. When I trained in homeopathy and followed my soul, I began to notice that there were all these fears that came up. So the fear of being seen as a witch, the fear of being judged as a witch, the fear of, you know, being different, because the mainstream medicine at that time was just you go to the doctor, you get told what to do, and not like you go and heal yourself and you work with these remedies. And so I remember even in the early days sharing on social media, and somebody called me a charlatan. And so there was so much fear coming up as I was stepping into this. And so that's when I then began to work with archetypal psychology. So I'd done my journey with homeopathy and I moved into studying what I thought was archetypal psychology. As I worked with those profiles, personality profiles. So when we talk about archetypal psychology, they're kind of like almost like personality profiles, which now I look back, I see, oh, hang on, you know, there's synchronicity between the two. But I ended up working with, say, archetypes like the witch as a kind of personality profile, or the queen as a representation or symbol of power, or you know, the wise woman as a symbol of like our wisdom, the wild woman, a symbol of us expressing our truth. And I started to see, and actually started to relate to them as remedies rather than archetypes. So the queen was Aurum, because there's that kind of gold power kind of theme in her. The wise woman was Luna, and that kind of reclamation of the rhythms and cycles of our natural body as particularly as women. And then the wild woman became archetypal, I call it archetypal she-wolf, but Lacupinum, like the mother's milk of the she-wolf. And so I started to interact with them that way, and started to see that, like, essentially I was a witch and I had an inner apothecary of these archetypal remedies, as I now call them. So I'm going to pause there because I know that was quite a long answer to your question.
No, that was a beautiful question. Yeah. Answered, actually. I was, when you were talking about it, I went on a journey. I'm going back to the butterflies again, looking at the egg stage and the larva, the caterpillar, and that going into pupa, and now you have your wings and a butterfly has emerged. It's moving around.
I love that.
It just unfolded like that Big journey. Beautiful.
It's
Just
beautiful.
hopping around the butterflies here today. You need to go back
I'm
and read the butterflies now.
gonna look up the archetypal energy of the butterfly.
Yeah, do that. It was beautiful how you. I'm so sorry, Hatik. I'm jumping in all the time,
No,
but
please do, please do.
I'm so excited. I'm just kind of have this connection with you, the wise woman Luna and the likely Paimon, the she-wolf. It's archetypal women. I'm so fascinated about it, and I think people can go and see all this on your Instagram profile. You've put quite a lot there, and your beautiful podcast as well. They can listen to that. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. What we're talking about in those layers essentially is layers of the witch as well. I call them like the surface layer remedies of the witch, because I have kind of developed a way of mapping our soul. Particularly for healers who are here to be witches, in terms of like it's helpful to see the different layers of remedies that our soul has come in to work with as healers for us to be able to express into the world. So those the ones that I named there are essentially the ones that the remedies that were helping me to reclaim my secret witch, to heal those aspects of the witch that we maybe suppress because we fear the witch. So namely, I was fearing being judged, aka speaking my truth, which is the wild woman or Lupa, Lacu Pynum. We fear our magic, which is the Luna, the kind of magical wise woman. We fear our power, which is Aurum. So those are kind of some of the key remedies I see that all witches need to work with to be able to fully express their medicine in the world.
Oh, that's really beautiful how you put it across, because I also feel like we are born with one core, and then where we are at this moment in time, if I'm born in one country, I'm born in Africa, I'm born in Australia, I'm born in Asia, or I'm born in Europe, I will have my core will get different layers depending on my environment and my atmosphere, and just peeling those layer off to get your core out for everyone.
Yeah, I love
That's
that.
like summarizing the homeopathic treatment or homeopathic journey when we go on a journey with our patients and help them reclaim their powers.
Yeah, and there's different, obviously, we talk about remedy relationships, don't we? I see that people have particular remedy relationships. So often phosphorus will have remedy relationships with some of those remedies named, which I think again is just so magical. But yeah.
It's it's you talk about self-healing, and you've spoken about the remedies, of course, but it's amazing, isn't it? We talk about the human spirit and what can be achieved, and certainly for those wanting to know about you, do visit Nicole's website, and the story itself. And but it's hard, isn't it, as well, though, right? We talk about homeopathy, and we talk about self-healing, and we talk about self-empowerment, and we talk about resilience, and we talk about, yeah, come on, pull your socks up. It's a struggle, but man up, I suppose, as for want of a better word, or woman up, to be honest. Pull, just go forward and strive and strive. It's really, sometimes you just need somebody to talk to, right? You just need somebody to listen. And that's actually really profound healing. We know as homeopaths that consultations are so empowering, aren't they? They're so good, just to get it off your chest, right? And then to find that inner peace. I mean, we mentioned before the recording about Ian Watson, who's a good friend of yours. And he's been on the show several times now. And just he's talking about the thought processes. And I know that you follow that as well with your own style, the thought processes and everything about how to come out of situations and how to be wholesome. That's a good word, isn't it? Well, there you go. Wholesome. And it's not talking about a loaf of bread, okay? I'm talking about the human spirit.
I love that so much. Yeah, because we so often think that we're not whole, and the remedies are kind of reminding us that we are and taking us back to reclaim that. But I love what you said about it not being easy. I think that's something that the witch herself actually represents, because the fear of the witch, if we look at her through an archetypal lens, is that she is this dark figure. Like we see her as ugly and scary, and in all the stories, she's woven to be this bad person. And so what we can be tempted, what I've found that we can be tempted to do in our healing is to almost like gloss over all the darkness and go straight to the light. Whereas when we're actually, in it, we want to really bring presence and love to the wound and the darkness that we're in. And it's almost like in embracing that darkness of the witch is where we actually heal. And I think that's something else that remedies help us to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. How do you go about, for those of you that may be not aware of some of the work that you do, what do you actually do? I mean, in the sense of when a patient is sitting in front of you, it'd be nice to know, it'd be nice for people, for the listeners around the world to know the largest radio show on homeopathy in the on this planet, okay? I just had to say that. It's just so exciting for me. Anyway, totally went off tangent, but hey, it needs to be done, okay?
Oh,
By
I
the way,
love
no
that.
commercials here, okay?
I love that. Yeah, well, it's interesting because I actually work very differently to kind of traditional homeopathy, I guess you could say, in that I don't actually work with taking the pills. As we kind of all know, homeopathy is an energetic medicine. So one thing I started to notice as I was journeying myself with these remedies is that I was, say, working with the queen or the witch being phosphorus, queen being aurum, and those were how I would hold them. I was working with phosphorus and aurum, but I didn't actually take phosphorus or aurum. I was just working with them through, like, almost like distilling how they showed up in wounding and how they showed up in gold, what those different expressions look like. And so, as I was really, what I was doing was bringing the personality profiles to life within me and mapping like where I was showing up in, say, where I was not owning my power, or where I was not owning my magic, or I was burning myself down instead of being radiant and sharing my light as phosphorus would. And as I was doing that, and even as I started to talk about them in the collective, so I would share on social media and I would bring groups of women together and I would just bring the remedy alive by talking about it. So I'd start to have circles where I'd be talking about aurum or talking about any of the remedies that I mentioned, Luda or She-Wolf. And just as I was bringing them alive for people were responding as if they'd actually taken the remedy, which was quite profound to see. I was like, oh, hang on, they haven't taken the remedy, but they're acting like they've taken the remedy. And so I started to serve in that way. I started to hold circles and bring the particular aspect of that remedy alive for people. And then they would go away and they would work with self-illumination inquiries, so like journaling around that remedy and where they were in relation to that remedy, whether they were in the shadow of the remedy or the gold of the remedy. And then they would start to progress into like embodiment. So they would start to bring aspects of that remedy alive through, I don't know, maybe they dress like phosphorus, or they dress like the wild woman and She-Wolf, and or they dress like with they adorn themselves with magical jewelry or whatever it is. That's going a bit superficial because there's a whole depth to the self-illumination piece, but it's just to give a kind of overview. And that's where I started to see people like really actually healing. And the same for me as I worked with them as personality profiles. And I will just say they're not just personality profiles. For me, I think each of like you say, each of these remedies has a spirit, has is like a spirit guide as well, is how I also work with them. But in essence, quite differently to how most people work with remedies. The reason for that is, and I think this is central to a lot of the work that I do and my belief around homeopathy, is that for me, like cures like isn't just about how we work with the remedies. It's not just about onions for hay fever and all of that. It's really, I see it that people are remedies. So for me, as I started to distill phosphorus as my core wound and also core gift, and healed that phosphorus part of me and reclaimed that phosphorus part of me, I realized that I was here to serve phosphorus, that I'm here to help other witches who are phosphoric to become to own their magic and to reclaim the gifts of phosphorus, being that kind of wild, radiant, magical witch. And so each of us has our own version of that. And I think that's part of the power of working that way, is that we're actually living, breathing remedies.
Oh,
That's
and the living, breathing remedies at different layers of that remedy, because
Yeah.
each remedy has a layer, right? So we know with homeopathy, phosphorus, let's take that as an example, the mentals, the emotionals, and then the physicals, right? The presenting symptoms, the pathology. Interesting, isn't it? where one can find themselves on different levels. And there are gaps in between that as well, because before the mental symptoms, you're very much in an inception point, isn't it? The psyche point, which is very etheric. And then it comes down into the mental, and then it comes down into the emotional embodiment, and then it comes down into the physical. It's interesting where people are according to the scale within a remedy and that path of that remedy.
And that's something, that's a great point, because that's something I've really noticed when I'm working with a remedy. You'll have different women drawn to that remedy, and they'll sign up and be in the remedy. I mean, I actually do it through a membership now, but back in the day when I was serving one remedy at a time, different people would come and there'd be completely different levels of their journey, but the remedy would still activate them wherever they were at. So it's almost like, again, like wherever we're at, we can still work in that way with the remedy.
That's very interesting, because I've gone into a very different level when you were talking about it. Like, I was looking at our journey throughout the life, like at various levels, we are attracted to one particular friend. And that friend could be that remedy that is our calling, our healing,
exactly,
or our partners, or even our kids.
Especially.
sometimes kids can trigger those points of view that. Oh, why did I acted like that? Why did I act like that? What happened there? And some case, some another time, that kid would make you feel so emotional that you're just crying without any reason. Those every single thing is actually energy exchange.
They're being archetypal mirrors for us, in essence.
Yes, archetypal mirrors. I love that name. And that is what actually homeopathy does. It's just energy exchange. Those blockages that we are saving or not or fearing to change, when those are disturbed or we hit them at one point or another, with the powerful energy that shifts something, that moves something, and the flow comes in, and we start moving and embracing the change.
And we have to do that with deep love for and compassion for those parts of us that have been in wounding. That's one of the things that I've found, is that you can kind of go into that beating up and being like, oh, I'm in shadow here, I'm in wound here, how did that happen? And we get really, really cross with us, but especially witches, we're like, damn you, why have you done that? And it's like, no, we need to bring love to that part, because that part's just operating from a remedy state. And so that's also vital in for me in the work that we do, is that we bring love to those wounds.
I have something from you here. What if the thing that hurts us is also our healing? It's very powerful what you've written. And can you say a little bit more about this? Because I think that is very much needed in today's society, because we fear the hurt. And whatever decisions we are making around ourselves, around children, around family, are to not be hurt.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it ties into people as remedies as well, because often, as you just said, people can trigger us. And we've been conditioned, in essence, in our society to avoid being triggered. It's like we want to just be peaceful, we want to be calm all the time. And actually, the more we resist the triggers, the less peaceful and calm we are. But I see that really the wound is almost like a doorway. It's like a doorway into the healing. And so for me, particularly as well, we talked about the layers of our soul map. I always say that for me, and my own experience was of this, like when we go into our deepest wound, and when I say our deepest wound, I kind of mean, there's different wounds that we have that are all deep, but there's always usually one wound that has kind of stuck with us through lifetime. I mean, for me, it was the abandonment of my dad. My father left when I was four, and I think that's probably what kind of set off that initial phosphorus state, that kind of sense of being abandoned, and so that wound has kind of stuck with me, and so I call that like our core wound, or our soul remedy layer, if you like, of the map, the soul
That's
map.
really a nice word to soul remedy layer. That's core wound. That's a really nice word to say because, yeah, those years, the early years, I call it the first 7 years of your life. If something a big something happens that has a big impact on you, that becomes your core wound, and that can actually pa build a path. I call it a home. I will follow your homeopath, the path to your simillimum. That path is laid in those 7 years of your life. If you have beautiful, without any issues, the 7 years are without any core wound, the life will be different than one who has got that wound at that early age. I love that one.
Yeah, and it's so vital. This is why it's so vital, I think. And it wasn't something that I saw when I first, started sharing homeopathy, because I'd just be sharing it with anyone. But the more that I came to know that wound, the more that I started to see, oh, that's who I'm here to serve. And I think that's why it's so vital for witches and healers, however you want to call yourself, to be able to know that wound intimately, because the more intimately we do, the more service we can be to the world.
Yes, absolutely. The more service we can be, because that is what we are all want to do. That is why we are here. That is why we are doing something that is different to what everyone else is doing, because we want to serve, we want to heal, and we want to help to heal. So we're walking your path with you to find those wings so that you can fly. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love the
Very
butterfly
beautifully
analogy.
said, actually. Very beautifully said. But just wanted to touch upon the role of acceptance. It's a tough one, isn't it? It's a tough cookie to accept yourself for who you are, right? Because we find ourselves in situations where we are masked and we can't actually be our true self. It's strange, isn't it? It's a phenomena, isn't it? You could say. And it's so important to just know that sometimes you just have to be in a situation. You know, but acceptance is very important for the struggles of life as well, right?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things that come up for me in that. Firstly, it comes back to that learning. It's almost like learning a muscle, a learning a, like a new muscle of have like how to love ourselves, how to welcome these kind of wounded parts of ourselves. I think to ultimately that is the healing for me, because we talk about suppression. We're usually suppressing something because of shame. So the more that we can bring love to that shame, the more healing there is. But also the piece about acceptance in terms of masking, that speaks to me of the witch wound where we've kind of learned to hide parts of ourselves. And this is a big one for me, that masking piece. And I think it probably is for most healers and witches, is that piece of like learning to not show our true selves. And it was almost like I'd kind of done a lot of personal healing, and then I got to a place of realizing, oh, there's now like healer wounds to heal as well. There's the witch wound, like for me to be able to fully express, and particularly to fully express that particular soul remedy we're here to express. There's a whole layer of additional healing that we need to be able to work, be able to heal and love ourselves enough to show up in our full expression, if that makes sense.
There's something very, very profound what you have said here. And by the way, we love the word profound, because
Yes,
something profound happens in our
absolutely.
absolutely.
And indeed.
Because what happens is during the journey, in the healing journey, we forget the wounds that we are getting.
Yeah.
And instead of healing them, sometimes they can change into those wounds that are difficult to heal. So we need to step back and heal our wounds first before taking the next step forward. This is something that I'm also trying to learn, because as we do have this phosphorus layer in ourselves, we try to give, try to lighten everyone's path and forget that we also need to reserve that light for ourselves. We can reflect back, we can heal back, we can help ourselves, ground ourselves, get all those energies back, get all those our vibration back. Other people, when they walk into us, they can get the full light of us.
Yeah, that's so vital actually, because so many from the witches that I have worked with, so many of us secret witches, I'm going to say, feel that it's selfish to do the healing work for ourselves. We want to give to others, and yet, like, it's so not selfish, because for the very reason that as we are healing ourselves, that's what's then enabling us to heal others. Because as we heal ourselves, we're reclaiming our gifts to be able to say, okay, well, this is how I've journeyed with it. And that again becomes a remedy for others. Yeah, brilliant.
Absolutely.
Beautifully said. I think that is where we can end this conversation. You cannot heal anyone without healing yourself. Healing starts from within.
That's very beautifully said. Nicole, it's been an absolute joy. We are sadly at the end of the episode. Time flies, doesn't it, when
It
you're having
does. I loved
fun?
that
It
conversation.
just goes
Loved
so
it.
quickly. But
Seriously, loved it.
if people do want to know more about you, please do share.
Oh yeah, lovely. Well, yeah, so I have my website, which is nicolebarton.co.uk, or you can also just visit secretwitch.co.uk for our podcast. I'm on Instagram at I am Nicole Barton, and I also have what I call moonlit apothecary emails. So these are like moonlit love letters to awaken your inner apothecary, as I call it, for the secret witch remembering her magic, which is at nicolebarton.co.uk/moonlit apothecary. And we also have the apothecary membership, which is brand new and very exciting, where I'm serving all the witchy remedies.
Wonderful, wonderful
Brilliant,
indeed.
wonderful.
So a reminder for everybody, do connect and do follow Nicole, and hey, do follow us as well. You will find all our social media handles online, of course. Just type in Homeopathy Health Show, type in my name, Atika Madbati, or Nyla's name, Nyla Chima, or Atika Nyla. Just type in whatever you want, as long as it's linked to homeopathy. I promise you, we will actually show up. I've did this recently on a search engine, and I was absolutely surprised that the show seems to pop up everywhere. Yeah, fun, isn't it? It's
And
good enough to have a cake.
if you don't want to type in, you can read and just click.
Yes, absolutely. And reading is the most important thing, is it
Was
not?
wonderful to have you here. A delightful morning today. And thank you. Thank you for sharing all your wisdom and your witchy potions with us.
Oh, it's been an absolute privilege and just an honor. I absolutely love your show and what you're creating. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.